my first reaction is that those figures, again, and I keep saying this, are the tip of the iceberg. The majority of people will not have come forward yet. And when you look back and think, this was only October when this was highlighted, when it first came out, and we had this huge rush, as you know, we had a huge influx ourselves of clients as a knock-on effect, not specifically around Jimmy Savile personally, but this was 4 months ago. When people start to think, I'm going to disclose, I'm going to tell, some people, yes, rush out and do it. Others, it takes months, sometimes up to a year, before they can actually get into a place where they can go and tell. I can guarantee that by March, April, May this year, that is when we're going to be seeing more results from the knock-on effect of not only those abused by Jimmy Savile, but others, because a lot of people have been triggered.
So what you're seriously telling me this morning is that in spite of all the publicity, in spite of the fact that it would seem that the barriers to disclosure have been broken down and 450, 600 people have come forward already to tell their stories, you quite seriously believe that there is more yet to come and maybe more that we'll never know?
Oh, yes, there's a huge amount we'll never know. A lot of people won't want to admit it because they won't want their families to know. They won't want... These are people with children and grandchildren. They don't want to suddenly come forward and say, I was abused by Jimmy Savile or his cohorts. So a lot are not going to come forward, never going to mention it. And a lot are still in a state at the moment, and I can guarantee that, where it's, should I tell? They can't sleep, it's in their head all the time, but they haven't quite got the courage to come forward yet.
Talking at the moment to Pauline Carruthers, founder of HOPE, the Scarborough-based charity that helps people who've suffered from sexual abuse. I think you may have heard the tail end of my conversation with David Tucker, former Crown Prosecutor, a few minutes ago.
Just the tail end, yeah.
How frustrating is it to know that Jimmy Savile could have been prosecuted, could have been brought to book for his crimes, but he couldn't be because the Crown Prosecution Service couldn't convince some of his victims to come forward and give evidence? I can imagine, I'm not sure. Are you on the horns of a dilemma here? You must want to have seen him brought to book. On the other hand, you know exactly what it's like for a victim to face the trauma of standing up in court.
A victim of... I'm looking for a word here. I don't want to say an ordinary paedophile. I want, but he was an iconic figure. Most victims struggle to take it to court. When they do, it's one to one. It's one person's word against the other. How people can even think about trying to take somebody like Jimmy Savile, the courage that those few that came forward was phenomenal. But the majority of people are not going to come forward. It's very frustrating for someone like me because looking back, there was a lot of mistakes made, and I think we all know that.
What do you think the key mistakes were?
We work with the police. They were and have been for years as frustrated as we are because it's about proving it. And also, I mean, there's been huge mistakes at the BBC and places like that. And then we've heard from nurses, you know, little comments like we used to tell the children to go to sleep when he was coming in the building or in the ward. There were so many mistakes being made. And we've got to learn from this hugely across the board.
Give me your views about Savile's time at the BBC and his involvement in the health service. He was there at Broadmoor. He was in and out of Leeds hospitals and hospitals all over the country. Here we've got iconic organisations, the BBC and the health service and the hospice movement as well, and educational institutions, all apparently guilty of letting Savile practice what he practiced, commit the crimes that he committed in their buildings, on their premises, and in the case of the BBC, while he was in their employment.
Yes, and I think it was all because they were dazzled. Oh, this is Jimmy Savile, this is somebody wonderful. And he basically could get away with, well, not murder, but he got away with sexual abusing and ruining a lot of people's lives. And I think it was because of the position he was in. He took full advantage of... He manipulated, basically, you know, so many public, police, everybody.